Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. Review anything you want. Review your neighbor's light display. Man, I was driving down the street while it was on Cahill in Inver Grove Heights, and there was a house right on the, and it's a fairly busy road, and this house has just lights everywhere, but there was two huge red flashing lights on the house, you know, like emergent, and like a mile away you could see, and I was like, whoa, is there an accident up there? And you get up there, and no, these are just big red flashing lights on the house. That was like a little extreme. You're wondering if, you know, the cops like maybe had a question about that, or if maybe it gets people to slow down. I don't know. But yeah, if you're living next door to that, not sure you want that flashing all the time. But maybe you want to want. Go ahead.
They're making sure Santa can find them,
I guess. But, you know, some of these near, like I have a friend who lives in a cul-de-sac, and like they are required to decorate their house. Because
no, that can't be true.
It's kind of a mutual agreement between everybody because they're a destination. Like they do it up like where they have like a performance almost. Like, so, you know, like buses come by and limos come by and.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I mean, I don't think they actually force you to do it, but it's.
Yeah. So is it like no Jews allowed to live there?
Yes. Very.
Is that what the real
forward thinking neighborhood? Yeah. Yeah, that's
yes. We don't want the
what,
Jews,
you're Jewish?
So we're
yeah,
just
I'm sorry.
Play.
You can't. Yeah. No, it's
no
not
Muslims,
that extreme. No. But it's like terrible. Heavily encouraged, you know, like, hey, you know, decorate your house for Christmas. Yes. Yes, you're correct. Imagine. It's whites only. You know my friends, Jor. These are my kind of people. So what are we talking about here? Random review. Review anything you want. Review Jordana's just blasphemous, like accusing me of being a white supremacist.
Quickly went to anti-Semitism. Yeah.
I'll start. So Morgan, again, my beloved oldest daughter, Morgan, 18 years old today. Happy birthday, Morgan.
Happy birthday, gorgeous girl.
So she texted me this weekend, said, hey, can we go to Butcher and the Boar? And I was like, Butcher and the Boar? Like, wow, okay. Like, on Monday night,
fancy
too.
Fancy dancy.
And they have dance practice until, you know, 7. So it's, I'm like, in my head, I'm going, oh my God, we're not going to get downtown until like 8 o'clock.
Please, I'd want to be in the bed.
So here's bad dad alert. So last night, you know, that I practiced, I said, call me. And I said, look, I will take you to Butcher and the Boar anytime. Mm-hmm. Like, when I don't have to work the next day, we can make an evening of it, get dressed up. Mm-hmm. I said, how about that?
Love.
Instead, let's go somewhere a little closer. And she was totally fine with it. So we went to Copperfield. It's this little restaurant in Mendota Heights right off of Dodd and 62. I'd been there before, but I guess I took the girls there. Oh, my gosh. What a dinner. It was fantastic. I mean, just reasonably priced.
What kind of food?
Well, they had this. We had an appetizer, lobster guacamole. It was chips and guac with big chunks of lobster in it. It was just delicious. But then we just had they have burgers, and it's just regular, you know, nothing too fancy, but we all had pasta dishes. Excellent food. Excellent food. So shout out to Copperfield if you haven't been there. Nice little location, kind of a nice little neighborhood bistro. Check it out. So we had a wonderful, wonderful dinner with just myself and the two girls. So that was excellent. So bravo to them. Now, do you want to do the TV show that we're both watching? Was that one on your plan, or?
It was on my plan, but I was going to do a downer. Because I feel like sometimes this random review segment is all rainbows and unicorns. It's, everything's great. This was a great experience.
Right,
I love my Midas guys. They did my break. So huge shout out to the Midas guys in St. Louis Park on Excelsior. Great service. Just good people. Good peeps. So really nice. Mm-hmm. And they did a great job. My car feels brand new. So thank you.
Yeah.
And you saved me a lot of money. Adam, I tell you this all the time, that I am a sucker for a really good advertisement on Instagram if it's something that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And friends, I'm just going to be real honest with you right now. This is some truth telling.
Okay.
About to drop a truth bomb here. At some point in a woman's life, whether or not she has nursed three children, whether or not she is over the age of 50, at some point, the girls, I'm talking about her boobs, they're not what they used to be.
Don't I know it. I'm not talking about you. Okay, who was I talking about? Either you or my wife, and which is worse?
I don't know. I'll take the bullet.
Wrath is worse? Yeah, I'm talking about you, Jor. I was going to say something.
Not Jed. Yeah. You, Jor. Yeah. I'm on the hunt always.
For a good bra.
For a great bra. Yes. Always. And I get, and Instagram knows it. By the, all the algorithms in the world know this. Because I'm clicking, I'm looking at the clasp. Is there, I don't like an underwire. I'm always looking for the new bra. For the one that's going to put the girls back where they started. I'm not getting a boob job or anything like that. Nothing crazy. Just, you know, put them back where they started. Give them a little security. And maybe make me look a little better in my clothes. Okay?
Yep.
That's what I got here. I was pretty excited. And I have probably spent too much money trying the ones. And I'm really bad at returning. So it's wasted money. I did get the one yesterday. It's from Under Outfit. I know. Where do they get these names? I don't know. But the commercials were good on Instagram. These women that are, of course, of like, you know, they're 21 years old. They got perfect boobs anyway. They don't need the bra. I'm like, all right, I want mine to look like that. I got it. It doesn't fit at all. It's uncomfortable. The quality isn't that good. Everything about it was not as predicted, and I'm super disappointed. And once again, I fell for it. This is totally my fault, by the way. I fell for it. I want the body that comes along with the advertisement. Now, look, mine's fine. It works. It keeps me alive. But just, I wish I would not fall for the bras again. This is a review of me and of the Under Outfit bra. Mm-hmm. Not worth it, friends. And a review of me, Jordana, stop falling for these ridiculous advertisements because you're never going to find the perfect bra on Instagram.
Somebody suggests Honey Love bras.
If somebody has, you know, I think I have one of those. I got to go check, and maybe it's not that one. Maybe I'll do. Seriously, we need to do a segment on this, because if somebody has found the perfect bra over 50, hit me up. Okay, that's my review of the Under Outfit bra. Did not like it. Do not waste your money. It wasn't that expensive, but.
Best bras and best popovers, 651-461. I like a good bra that has them pop over, you know what I mean? Hey, I'll be here all week.
We ran the gamut.
Josh? I know you have a movie review. You're going to be our movie
critic
today. I do.
I also want to point out, for those that are Married with Children fans like myself, there is an episode where Al Bundy does go searching for his wife Peggy and tries to find the perfect bra for her. It's always love me some Ed O'Neill and Married with Children. Great show. Moana 2. My wife and I don't do movie dates often, but. We did on...
Love the movie date, by the way. All four are good
underrated,
movie
underrated, yes. Went on Saturday.
I want everybody to know, though, that Josh and his wife don't have kids. And yet they chose to go see Moana 2. So this is a leap, Josh.
No. My wife is a Disney fanatic. We both love the first one.
Got it.
And you're never too old to watch, to a certain extent, some of these movies.
It depends.
Moana 2 is kind of over the line as far as it's in the adults. Film because there was adults there, teenagers there watching it. So, but it is mostly kids, it is definitely I don't know how you guys feel about originals, but like for me, nothing beats originals as far as like nostalgia. I think that's one thing that separates originals to a sequel. I think Moana, the first one that came out in 2016, will always be better than the second one just because of pure, nostalgia factor to it.
Sure.
And the originality of it.
Yes. And the second movie was really, really good, but obviously I'm never going to put the first one or behind that. I just think that certain movies, you know, Home Alone 2 and 3 will never be better than the original Home Alone.
Correct.
So correct. It's just, I don't know too many sequels that really can trump the original.
No. And so. And Godfather 2, a lot of people said was better than Godfather 1. I disagree. I think Godfather 1 was better than
Never
Godfather
1. Never seen him. Check him out. Need to.
Okay, lastly.
So wait. The review was, it was good, but
yes,
not
it was
better
a,
than
it was a good. It was a great movie, but it wasn't, obviously, at least in my opinion, it doesn't. It's one of those movies where it's really good, but not good enough to trump the original.
Yeah,
it's a great kids movie. Fair. If you have kids, they like Disney, go check it out. It's awesome.
All right, Adam, let's do our show.
Yes, the show. I just stumbled on it. It's, you know, it was a Netflix right at the top. I'm like, oh, I'll check this out. Black Doves on Netflix. If you like the spy genre, if you like...
very Americans, very Homeland, very yes. Lioness in that vein. Female protagonist, like she's a strong woman. I'll stop interrupting.
Slow Horses, also similar. Now, I think Slow Horses is a little better than Black Doves, but I'm two episodes in. I love it. It's Keira Knightley, who's fantastic. She's badass in this.
Stunning.
Stunningly beautiful.
I mean, I could look. She could turn me. I could look at her all day.
And Ben Whishaw, I think I'm saying his name right. Sarah Lancashire and Ben Winch. Ben was in the Paddington movies.
He's interesting.
He is very interesting. Yes. So he is in this too. Excellent. She plays the wife of the defense secretary in the United Kingdom, but she is also a spy. And obviously, I'm surprised it's not getting better reviews, but I see, you know why a lot of people are giving it negative reviews. Do you know why, Jor? They say it's too woke, they say. Because
oh,
it's
real.
Well,
how
it's,
so?
Well, you know, the Ben Whishaw, he's gay, and they show there's a scene where it's like a little alarming.
But what I'm
saying, it's also 2024. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. but that's not a reason to like, oh, that's give me a break.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I like something.
I love the dichotomy. He is a cold-blooded killer.
Yes.
And he's a gay man who decorates the house, has a loving relationship with another man. And I thought to myself that Mark and I were just talking about this last night about how rich his character is, because, come on, you would never pick.
No.
You know, a gay man in a loving, healthy relationship with another man that has gay friends, you know, that are drinking their fancy lattes. He drinks champagne, which is another thing. Like, for him to be this cold-blooded killer, it just seemed like an assassin, like out of character. But that's one of the beauties of the show.
Right.
Because he is he seems like such a good boyfriend.
And also the London underworld is involved, and it's like a woman mob boss. And like that's something you don't see too, but it's brilliantly played. And if that's too big of a problem for you, I guess it is. But I think it's a great show.
Not your show.
Absolutely recommended. Black Doves.
I like it too. It's Netflix. We're watching. Yeah. And they're not like 2 hour long episodes. You know, it's pretty easy. 40 Perfect. Minutes or 30 minutes, whatever it is. I don't necessarily think it's as good as The Americans.
No. No.
Which have the same characters. The underground woman is you know, the woman is a leader.
Yep.
And, you know, the female spy. I mean, I guess they're both equal, she and Carrie Russell and her husband, but this one definitely focuses around the female spy. So it's really good. Yeah. I'm enjoying that too. So something for people to watch and I guess get their mind off of stuff.
11:50 on News Talk 830 WCCO.
I'm throwing out another review.
All right.
You know that I am participating in our Secret Santa, and you're not because you hate fun and America and Christmas and you like lemon cookies.
Right. And I also support neighborhoods that have lights and don't allow Jews into the neighborhood.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
I'm a hell of a guy.
All right. And you want more gay sex scenes in the shows that you watch. Okay. That's Adam Carter, friends. Yeah. So here's the deal. I signed up. I said, I agreed. Let's do Secret Santa. There is a thing that's called drawnames.com. It has automated Secret Santa. So everybody gets an email. You click on it. It draws you a name. So nobody knows. You know, you don't have to pick out of a hat. But not only does it draw a name. Now here's where the commercialism comes in. There's a wish list for everybody on the Secret Santa. So people, like, I'm supposed to go in and put things under $30 on a wish list. Here's where I draw the line. This is a smart thing, the draw names, but stop it with the wish list. It's supposed to be Secret Santa.
Right.
This isn't like your kids giving you a list. This is a work colleague. I know this person who I picked, and I will be going and finding a funny or raunchy or silly or something like that gift. I will not be buying that person a crock pot. I'm just not, or some tools. You know, I think this is ruining
it takes the
Secret
fun out
Santa.
It does take right, the fun out of it. Now you're just yeah buying something for somebody that they want.
Right. Or that Amazon fed them. Like, pick from yeah these things that are under $30. And I know they're trying to make it easy. I don't like that. I don't like that. I want to, I will participate in Secret Santa. I give you my word, but I will pick something for you and you will love it or hate it because that's the fun of it.
Right. Yeah,
I don't like that. So, draw names, good job, but you need to not be so materialistic about it.
I'm not shocked that there's a website or like that they do that. I thought you were I thought you were describing like a, you just signed up for a total random Secret Santa, like all in the world, where you could just pick somebody and you could just mail them a gift. That's not a bad idea, yeah, actually.
We're doing the one, this one, this is a good idea, this draw names, the people that are organizing it did a good job, but I don't like that it makes you like make a wish list and, you know. I'll buy my person.
Thank you. Good move. Good move. You're doing it the true, in the true spirit of the Secret Santa. Thank you.
So when they get Hanukkah socks, yeah, they'll be very happy.
Chad Harmon is coming up next. Don't forget all our content right available at the click of a button, wherever you get your podcast. Sign up for the Adam and Jordana podcast, and we will chat tomorrow. Have a great day.